Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley, beaming in from the Hemp Store.
Kia ora, good afternoon. Coming at you from K Road.
Oh yeah, nice. How's it looking up there, mate?
Oh, pretty much. Sun's out. People are doing their thing. And get out there in the fresh air and enjoy it. Who would want to go to a mall or, you know, I guess you can sit around at home. But if you want to get out there and enjoy things, and K Road's a great place to be, I would think.
Rad. And anything happening at the Hemp Store in particular that keen shoppers need to know about, Chris Valley?
Well, I can tell you what's not happening. It's First Thursday, and I think it's about the 10th First Thursday in a row that's been cancelled. So, First Thursday of the month is normally late night on K Road, and everyone has a bit of a party and lots of stuff going on, but it ain't happening, so don't come in. But instead, of course, you can shop online, both here at the Hemp Store and also... all the shops on K Road, all the interesting, funky ones you might be missing, they've pretty much all got websites. And if you go to the main kroad.com website, you can, it links to all of them, including their delivery options and gift vouchers and things. So there you go. You can support your independent, funky stores from wherever you are.
Nice. Now, what's first off the list for cannabis law reform?
Wow. First news of the week, I think, yeah. For me, or for a lot of people, is that we've had the first approval of dried cannabis flower under New Zealand's medical cannabis scheme, and couldn't have gone to a better person, and that is Pearl Schomburg, who's been running the Auckland Patients Group for a number of years, and people who have been following this sort of seen her in a lot of news stories and things, and... she's not the first person to get hands on buds legally. That might even have gone to Rebecca Ryder when she went overseas and was prescribed cannabis in Hawaii and brought it back to New Zealand on her person and came through customs with it. And I think some people might remember that. It was a few years ago now. And in fact, last year, the guys at Medleaf, Courtney and Shane, spent the best part of a year getting approvals and product assessments completed so that they could get in a special one-off shipment of bud for Courtney's granddad. And so, you know, shout out to them as well. But that really shows, you know, that they took, as I say, almost a year of, you know, really working hard and battling to get this approval to make that happen. Mm. And what's now changed is now there's some products approved here, and now there's actually, from what it sounds like, some actual stock in the country. So there's been a few almost false announcements over the last few months where it's like, oh, there's a product, but actually there's no product. It's just an approval on paper. So it's finally here. It's from Australia. It's called ANTGE, and I believe it's a CBD strain, but there's also a balanced CBD and THC and another one that's high THC. And so those are actually available from any doctor can prescribe those now for any condition. So if you have a condition that you want that for, get on in there. Mm-hmm. If like Pearl, if you might be having a bit of hesitancy with your own doctor, you can go to a specialist cannabis clinic. And that's what Pearl did. I believe it was the cannabis clinic in Takapuna. But there's Cannabis Care and Green Doctors and a few other ones. So if you just Google them, they come up. And they're the specialists, you know. They have the confidence and the training and things to be able to, you know, prescribe with a bit more enthusiasm. So, if you want some tea. Now, one thing, and the reason I'm calling it tea, is that it hasn't met the approval for inhalation. It can't be smoked or vaporized, or certainly can't be prescribed for that reason, I should say, what people do with it, I guess. But... That really speaks to the rules here, that they're just so strict that all these products you see overseas and people accessing them in all different places, including in America, they don't meet our standards, because the standards are very, very tough. And that they're just regular pharmaceutical standards. They haven't kind of made an exception for it being a herbal product. And so what these flowers, these cannabis buds, have been approved for is for use as a tea rather than for inhalation.
Yes.
So the act of putting the boiling water on would neutralise any remaining bugs.
Okay.
And personally, I don't think they've got, like, you know, bugs at an unsafe level. It's still at a food level. It's just not at a full pharmaceutical level. But if someone was immunocompromised and that kind of thing, then they might want to, you know, exercise a bit of caution and talk to their doctor about that. And perhaps not inhale it and stick to a label, which is having it as a tea. The Ministry of Health actually has published some helpful guidelines. So this is on the Ministry of Health's website. They're actually telling you how to make cannabis tea now. This is the official rules. As you bring 500 mils of water to the boil in a cover vessel, you granulate your products using a grinder as easiest, they helpfully say. Add 0.5 of a gram of products to the vessel. Turn down the heat and simmer the tea for 15 minutes with lid on the vessel. Remove the covered vessel from the heat and strain the tea. Then store the tea in a thermos if you would like to drink more of it on the same day. And this is the important bit, it's according to the Ministry of Health, after preparation, as described above, add a sachet of coffee creamer powder to the warm tea. This prevents the active ingredients in the tea from sticking to the inside of the teapot or mug after cooling. That's actually a really useful tip, that one. Good on Ministry of Health. There's your official government-approved guidance for how to make cannabis tea.
Nice one. Exciting. I guess it's early days, but I mean, and it's taken a long time to happen, but we're slowly moving, Chris. And that's always...
Yes, slowly. And that brings us to the next story of the week, which was that the New Zealand Drug Foundation released a survey, and this is actually using Ministry of Health data that they had a look at, and found that only 6% of people who are using medicinal cannabis have been able to access it legally so far, or are accessing it legally. And so that's leaving about 250,000 people in New Zealand who are accessing medicinal cannabis illicitly on the black market or via green fairies or growing it themselves. And in those cases, you know, exposing themselves to criminal prosecution as well as potentially not quite knowing what they're taking or the doses, you know, around that. But what this really speaks to is, again, that the rules, in my view, are just set a bit too strict.
Yes.
The doctors haven't been given quite enough guidance on how to really approach this and get into it. But mainly, I think it speaks to a cost barrier, that for many patients, they're just not even approaching their doctors because they've heard how expensive it is. And the flower that we were just talking about is coming from Australia that has been prescribed to Phil Schomburg, that ANTGE. That's going for about $220 to $250 for a 10-gram bag, depending on which pharmacy you're going to go to. So
north of 600 for just over an ounce.
It's twice as much as what people would be paying on the illicit market.
Yeah.
And, hopefully that will come down, eh? I'm sure it will over the long term, but certainly for now, that's a very prohibitive price for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, PharmAct don't contribute. People can try for a one-off ACC or WINS contribution, but those are very difficult to get, and only a few people have managed that. So otherwise, it comes down to, you know, can you afford it? Or, you know, get one prescription to, you know, as a form of insurance almost, and then go back to growing your own or getting it illicitly. We've got to bring that price down anyway. And the main thing that keeps that price up is these rules, you know, that make it very expensive to produce.
Yeah, right.
So, hopefully. It is actually, because it's been going 2 years now, you know, it's taken this long for the first, you know, flower prescription, but 2 years, it means the regulations are actually due to be reviewed this year. So you never know, that might get put off a little bit due to COVID or something, but coming up soon anyway, soonish, there'll be some sort of opportunity to have a bit of a review and point out some areas that it could be changed.
Nice. Now, what else is happening in the news? Obviously, we kind of got wind of the police helicopter circling above many a crop this summer. You've got some more word on that, Chris Fowley?
Yes, well, that has actually been in the Herald. So, now let me just find the story, because it was, no, it was the Northern Advocate, but it reported in the Herald. And what it was the locals dobbed in the police. And I just thought that's great. And you know, we've been raising this pretty much every week. And Normal has a page dedicated. It's normalorgnz/tipoffs. We can lodge a tip-off there, and we'll share it around, you know, the people that need to know. But in Whangarei, there was a helicopter acting suspiciously, flying low to the ground, had a bucket or kind of, you know, poison snorkely thing hanging there, acting very suspicious anyway. But certainly, when you think there's normally a height restriction of 300 metres, and for any kind of spraying by this helicopter, they're going below it. So it's unusual behaviour by a helicopter, and it, you know, potentially dangerous, I would have thought, at the best of times. And so naturally, local residents were like, what the hell is this helicopter actually? And they called the police on it.
They called the police on the helicopter?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a helicopter acting weird and dangerous.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people to do that. If you feel threatened and at risk by a helicopter acting strangely, call the police on them.
Yeah.
And the CAA, Civil Aviation Authority, lodge a complaint with them.
Yeah.
So needless to say, of course, Whangarei Police declined to confirm whether it was them or not.
Oh, what?
But I think their silence speaks volumes, shall we say. But I thought one thing was interesting. When they were talking about last year how it was on hold, the head of the Far North, Inspector Ricky Thieu, if I pronounce that right, he said that by stopping the recovery last year, they could put into more harmful things, such as methamphetamine and synthetics. The money that would normally go into a single operation will be diverted into a more consistent approach over the whole 12 months.
Yeah, totally.
So now, of course, they've gone the opposite. They've blown all their budget on a helicopter operation, which means they won't have the funding left for the rest of the year.
I mean, yeah, it just makes more sense to spend 600 grand keeping meth off the streets.
Right, and this has actually been reported in High Times magazine this week. And connoisseurs of cannabis, going back a while, probably, because High Times is not quite what it used to be, but it was the international magazine of cannabis for many years, and it's covered this very thing this week.
Yeah.
In a not too pleasant way, shall we say. Right, and I think that's about me for the weekend.
Okay.
And some good news. And some bad news, but hey, such is life.
All right, Chris Rowley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much for having a chat to us this afternoon. Once again, reiterating, you are open for business up on K Road. If people want to shop online, they can do so safely.
Absolutely. Got all the deliveries going, of course. And stay safe out there. Get your CBD in you. We'll see you soon.
Sweet, mate. All right. See ya.
Alrighty. See ya.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.